Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by BULQ, the easy way to source. Legislative issues have a major impact on your business, and that's where eBay's government relation team comes in. John Lawrence is eBay's senior manager and counsel for federal government relations. He's here now to tell us about this year's DC fly-in and also give us an update on the internet sales tax. John, government relations recently hosted the annual United States of eBay Advocacy Day in Washington, D.C. How did that event go?
Well, first of all, Griff, let me just say, as they say, long-time listener, first-time caller, so I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today. But you're right. So we had the eBay fly-in a few weeks ago, and you know, overall, it was just a fantastic event. As you know, this is an annual event that's organized by government relations, and our goal here, you know, is to make sure that eBay small business sellers, that their voices are heard on Capitol Hill, and we really want to create and to leave an impression with lawmakers that, you know, when they start considering some of these issues, that they recognize that there are really some real world consequences to some of those issues. And so, you know, it's one thing for eBay to really take a position on an issue, and it's a far different and more effective thing to have eBay small business constituents talk directly to their congressional representatives. So, you know, as they're sort of developing their position, if they consider various issues, you know, we want them thinking, you know, what's the impact of this issue going to be on that small business seller that I met with. So this year we had 22 sellers representing 17 states, and, you know, I'll just say that they really knocked it out of the park. You know, these folks were rock stars. They brought a lot of energy to these meetings. They were really effective in telling their stories and talking about their businesses, and that's really what it's all about. You know, we also had several eBay executives participating, including friend of the show, Hal Lawton. We also had Maria Huber, eBay's general counsel, and Bob Cuppins, the vice president of B2C selling at eBay. So in terms of structure, you know, we had the opportunity to go over to the White House in the morning.
Oh, you darn it. I was going to be the one to say the following. I have to stop you. Okay. Here what? We go. I was going to say, well, we're all hearing a lot of things today about people who have had meetings with the White House. Did you have any meetings with officials at the White House, John?
We did, Lee. In fact, we did. And this was really a first for us, and it was just a great opportunity. You know, usually in our fly-in event, you know, we focus almost exclusively on Capitol Hill, which makes sense. I mean, that's where, you know, the bulk of the legislative activity happens. But, you know, this year, because it was Small Business Week, you know, that really provided us an interesting and opportune hook to go talk to administration officials at the White House. And, you know, it was a roundtable type format. So we had the whole group. We had officials there on behalf of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, the Office of Public Liaison, and the Office of Domestic Policy Council. And really just a good opportunity for our sellers to again, talk about some their businesses and talk about some of these issues, and give us sort of a unique opportunity to engage at a level just beyond Capitol Hill.
In the past, the biggest issue that has, in the 12 years that we've been doing these fly-ins, the biggest issue has always been the internet sales tax. And where does that stand now? And have we had an impact on how our legislators view this topic?
So no surprise, internet sales tax was again front and center in terms of our discussions on Capitol Hill and with the administration. The internet sales tax bills have been reintroduced. So in the Senate, there's a bill known as the Marketplace Fairness Act. In the House, there's a bill known as the Remote Transactions Parity Act. Both of those bills are similar in structure, meaning they are destination-based, which requires sellers to collect sales tax based on the rules and rates of where the buyer is located. So this means that sellers have to comply with the tax rates, the tax rules of nearly 10,000 sales tax jurisdictions across the country. It also means that remote state taxing authorities can reach across their state lines in order to enforce those laws by way of audits. So very harmful bills for our sellers.
And they call it the Fairness Act, Marketplace Fairness Act.
To be fair, both parties do that. They use they use words that don't quite fit, let's just say. So where do we stand on this today?
So there, so again, those bills have been introduced, and they've got, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 co-sponsors, and the special interests on the other side of that issue are going to continue to push it. So we're going to have to continue to fight it. You know, the good news is that we really have the best argument on our side. And you know, that is, What makes the Advocacy Day just a really effective tool for eBay is that, you know, these small businesses can go to Capitol Hill and talk to their representatives and say, look, you know, this is not these are not bills that are going to help small business. In fact, they're going to hurt them substantially. And this is going to mean that I can't hire these employees. This is going to subject me to audits. This may put me out of business. And so we've really done a great job through our sellers of defending against any sort of movement on those bills.
So, John, who is against? I mean, who is for this?
Yeah, who are these interests?
Yeah,
that you
what
speak
are the
of?
Interests?
Well, it seems like every interest in the country is pushing for these bills. It is, you know, brick and mortar retail lobby organizations, it's state governors, it's big box retailers, you know, you name it. It's just an enormous amount of sort of special interest, groups that are advocating, in favor of these bills.
Well, tell me something. When somebody goes into a brick-and-mortar store from, they're visiting San Diego from Cincinnati, and they go into a brick-and-mortar store, and they're going to pay tax on what they bought, but not depending on what state they came from, right?
That's right.
So they don't have to go through all that mess that we're going to have to go through if this thing's passed.
Right. So that's one of the arguments that we make, and it's a great point. You know, the other side on this issue really point out, you know, the unfairness as you know, this fairness argument keeps coming up. And you know, we need to sort of level the playing field. But, you know, our biggest or most effective counterargument is that point right there, is that, you know, this is sort of the regime under which brick and mortar has to operate, and you know, why should internet enabled retail be any different? Other thing that I'll mention with respect to the House bill that has been introduced is that, you know, the Marketplace Fairness Act, which is in the Senate, it's been the bill that sort of it gets reintroduced every year, and it's been around for years and years and years, and it's always had this small business exemption. Right now, that small business exemption is at $1 million. So if you sell more than $1 million in remote sales, you have to comply. The House version of this bill, the Remote Transactions Parity Act, if under that bill, if you sell on an electronic marketplace like eBay, then you cannot qualify for the exemption at all. And so we think that is grossly unfair, discriminatory, and we our sellers did a really good job of pushing back on that concept during the fly-in.
So it's important when you're going to the voting booth in November's of, next time, that you're, as an eBay seller, you know this, so you can make a more informed choice when you're electing your state officials.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And one of the arguments against some of these internet sales tax bills is that, you know, it allows, representatives from other states to pass this, and, you know, it would allow their state taxing authorities to reach across their lines and target remote businesses, and those businesses would not have any recourse at the ballot box. So, that is a, we think, a huge violation of the importance of, cross-border enforcement and sort of state lines meaning something. And so that's been an additional point that we've raised.
How can sellers learn more about these issues and get involved, John?
Great question. eBayMainStreet.com is a great place to get started. If you haven't already, please visit the website. There's a ton of background material on internet sales tax issue and on other issues, and you're able to sign up as a Main Street member. That will allow you to stay informed and give you the opportunity to get engaged on some of these issues.
Thank you very much, John. We always enjoy talking to our friends in government relations. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, 888-723-4630. Open phones are next. Give us a call on eBay Radio.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6-bit software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6-bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6-bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6-bit provides.
If I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings, it happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6-bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6-bit software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
I know I'm leaving money on the table because I don't sell internationally. Oh, but selling overseas is just too complicated.
I use Indicia. It makes shipping to other countries as easy as shipping to my own backyard.
How is that even possible?
Well, for starters, Indicia builds the customs form right into the shipping label. I just enter my customer's data. Indicia chooses the right form, then fills it in automatically.
What about country restrictions?
That's where Indicia's international mail advisor comes in. It warns me about restrictions or prohibitions so I don't end up with disappointed buyers.
Can Indicia handle shipping to APO and FBO addresses? Those scare me too.
Easy peasy. Indicia includes an electronic signature and round date stamp on the customs form, so you can just give the package to your carrier.
I know I'll make more sales if I start selling internationally.
You sure will. So it pays to have Indicia. But don't just take my word for it. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com/international.
I'm on it. Indicia.com/international. That's Indicia.com/international.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
The official first day of summer is still 3 weeks away, but Memorial Day weekend traditionally jumpstarts the season. Check out eBay's seasonal moments guide for inspiration. Then start listing summertime apparel, outdoor living accessories, and summery indoor decor. And, of course, patriotic paraphernalia. Another Memorial Day tradition, hot deals, and plenty of them. It's the perfect time to slash prices on non-performing inventory. Bulk edit with Markdown or Promotions Manager, then post links to your sale on social media. Use Best Offer, bundle products if you can. Whatever it takes to get those items sold and clear your shelves for fresh new merchandise.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Listen while you list.